Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, today's wisdom moment, we always talk about, you know, we want God's wisdom. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. And if there's one thing that's missing today, it just seems like, where's wisdom? Wisdom's crying aloud in the streets and the cities, and it's like nobody's responding to her. And understand that you can personally respond. That's why we have these wisdom moments. And, you know, Solomon was David, King David's son, and he asked for, and they asked him, you know, what would you want, you know, from God for your leadership? And he could have asked for a lot of things, but he asked for wisdom. And God gave him so much wisdom that he was the wisest person that was ever walked on the face of the earth outside, you know, of Jesus, who was wisdom himself. Mm-hmm. And so when you're reading Proverbs, it's just so much wisdom in God's word in general, but you can get it just how to operate your life and how to make decisions. And today it's Proverbs, wisdom moments from Proverbs 11, chapter 11, verse 24 through 25. Proverbs 11, 24 through 25. It says, "One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." Let me say that again. Proverbs 11, 24 through 25. "One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." Now, what about this wisdom? You think about it, the world's viewpoint is the opposite. The world says hoard and don't give and don't be generous and let others get their own. And if they start giving to others that don't have, eventually nobody will have. And it's just not going to work that way. But Jesus didn't say that. Jesus very specifically tells us in Luke 6, 38 to 39, he says, give. He says, give, and it will be given unto you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For whatever measure you use, it will be measured unto you. What's that saying? He's saying, listen, ever how you're given to others is how it's going to be given to you. He says, think about this. Give, and it'll be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured in your lap. For whatever measure you use to give to others, it's going to be given to you. Men giving to you, pouring it into your lap. I mean, think about it. The secret for actually having more is to give more. You can give your way out of a debted situation. And because once your mindset changes over, poverty is a mindset. There's many people that go back and look on their lives and how they were raised up. And, you know, they said, yeah, I never knew that I was, quote, poor, unquote, the way they define me today. I just had, we ate and we lived our life and it's just how it was. And why they did not have a poverty mindset. But all of a sudden you keep moving this poverty line up. And hopefully this week we'll talk about some of that in America, that, you know, what we call poor in America is like Americans, our poorest Americans live better than 85% of the world's population. Mm-hmm. 85%. Wow. Of the world's population. So do we really even know what poor is, because we're so blessed? But it's just really cool, because when you break that mindset of understanding that if you don't have enough, it's time to give. And you see the church today, when you look at George Barna, that we talk about quite often, that 90%, 97% of the regular church attenders, you know, that they don't give. They don't give God his tithes and offerings. They don't do it. And it's like, what's going on? Well, the whole world's economy is quaking and shaking and about to collapse. And it's like, how? And it's like, maybe if we tax more, you know, maybe if we take from the rich and give to the poor, maybe. How about this? How about the word of God? The wisdom moment for today. This is the key. The key is holding loosely everything that God entrusts to you. Being willing at any time to be able to give what God has given to you, to be able to give to others. It's Proverbs 11, 24 through 25. "One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.